What is an American citizen in 2020? All right, tensions are high across the country. The political divide is unrivaled. Americans hate each other at levels probably close to what it was like during the Civil War. At least it's as bad as it's been since the Civil War in terms of nationwide animosity, divide, and just sheer anger towards people because of their political beliefs. Now, to me, I want to really dive into something that should be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue. What is an American citizen? Right now, you have Team Trump and you have Team Anyone But Trump. And the issues are endless. The problems that we're facing as a country are just absurd. We have people that are hypocrites. We have people that cannot open dialogue. They cannot have conversations anymore. And I want to get to why. Why can't we talk to each other anymore as a country? The first thing I think is a problem is misinformation. People don't know what's going on. People don't know what's true. People don't know what to believe, what's accurate, what's false, what's parody, what's satirical. And the reason that we're having this issue is largely in part by the media. The mainstream media right now is the biggest issue in America. We no longer read books. We no longer rely on original sources. We go to Snapchat, we go on Twitter, we go on Instagram, we see Facebook posts, and when you turn on the cable news, you see Fox or CNN, whatever side you're on, and there's just an automatic divide. No one knows who to trust, and whoever tells you to not trust or trust someone more frequently is who you end up believing. And then with the other side of social media, we only listen to people that share the same beliefs as us. No one ever crosses that aisle or opens the door to other ideas or opportunities to hear, well, maybe they have a point. Maybe that's true. And it manifests in disgusting ways. Today, we just saw Speaker Pelosi endorse Joe Biden, the same woman that said, believe all women during the Kavanaugh hearings. CNN peddled over 700 articles on Dr. Ford when she had allegations against Kavanaugh. Yet when Tara Reid has allegations that have more evidence, there's not a single thing about it. No one even talks about it. It's hidden. It's buried. That's not news. News is something that pulls to the public eye that is of public importance. It is something that is an event. And guess what? News, unfortunately, doesn't always have to be biased. It can be objective. There's a word that you never hear, objective. Trump says greens are good for you. And then you're going to have Chris Cuomo go on and say, oh, Trump said mow your grass and eat all of it. You have people saying, oh, Trump said that we need to digest or ingest Lysol. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. The problem here is that it's gone so far and there's such this culture surrounding letting these things happen, letting it go. And you want to be funny. Anybody can be a superstar these days. All you have to do is put out a bunch of controversial tweets and you have people that just hop on board, right? And you're all of a sudden a source of information. The media is extremely biased. We have the absolute hypocrisy on the left. People think Donald Trump is racist. We have the lowest black unemployment rate. We have 6 million people off of food stamps. And again, before anyone goes into it, that is not a racial comment at all. But I have to defend that. See, that's the thing. I have to defend that on air just by saying that it's a low poverty rate. Donald Trump has done more for minority communities across the board for American citizens than any other president in recent history. The economy was booming before the coronavirus hit. And all of a sudden, Trump is a racist, he's a bigot, he's whatever the media calls him. The media says Trump is a fill in the blank, and then you have 100 million plus Americans that say, oh, he's a, well, you know, whatever. They don't listen. They don't look. It's not objective anymore. The fact that they're claiming Trump is responsible for the coronavirus and that he somehow has 50,000 deaths on his hand, which was a question that was posed today during the White House press briefing. And to me, you saying that Trump having 50,000 deaths on his hand because of something that China not only recklessly, but possibly intentionally created is like saying Noah and his ark are responsible for the H1N1 virus because, well, swine flu came from pigs, and if it wasn't for Noah, we wouldn't have pigs anymore. It's ridiculous. I'm an attorney by trade. I deal with cases all over the country, different types of cases. And one of the hardest things to prove in cases is this element called proximate cause. Okay? You have direct cause and proximate cause. Direct cause is but for. But for someone coming up with the idea of vodka, then this drunk driver wouldn't have hit and killed this innocent person in 2019. Is that person from 200, 300, 400, 500 years ago, however long vodka's been around, responsible for that death? If it wasn't for him, then that person wouldn't have died, right? Because there wouldn't be vodka. Sure, someone else could have came up with it, but the point being, he came up with vodka, that person drank vodka, and killed someone. Proximate cause is about the relationship as to where it really falls. Trump closed the borders as soon as he could. He closed them back in January. And what did they turn it into? Oh, he's racist, he hates immigrants. Well, if the coronavirus is as contagious as it is, do you really want people coming into this country? And again, Trump isn't anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal immigration. He has done a lot for immigrants and for the communities of people who came to America legally. Keyword, legally. That's like you waiting in line for 6 hours to get on a roller coaster as an 8-year-old kid, and then some kid just jumps in front of you and walks right up and hops on. You wouldn't like that, would you? No, of course not. That's why the issue about illegal immigration is so serious, right? Because we have people coming in, usurping American taxpayer dollars, benefiting from our country, and they didn't come here in the first place. So let's roll this back again. Proximate cause, claiming Trump is responsible for the virus is absolutely ludicrous. The left freaks out because he closed the borders. And then Trump says, okay, no more immigration. Oh my God, no more immigration. Make up your mind. Do you want people coming in or not? Because right now, if the virus is as dangerous as you say it is, considering AOC is telling people to boycott returning to work because, God forbid, the economy has a negative effect on people, the issue is just absurd. People hate Trump for whatever he does. When he passed the bill saying that he was going to make it a felony to commit cruelty to animals, I swear I thought the left was going to get rid of every dog and cattle in the country because we should hate animals now. Oh my God, Trump did something for animals. Objectively, yeah, I think that there's very little, if any, room to say that that's not a good bill. But Trump did something for animals. So when he does things that are unequivocally good, the media doesn't cover it. When there's things that are anti-left-wing policies, the media doesn't cover it. 700 plus articles within 21 days covering the allegations Dr. Ford levied against Brett Kavanaugh before his confirmation hearing. Deborah Katz, her lawyer, admitted that she did so with a political gain or a political angle. Even though Dr. Ford testified that she was coming forward because of no reason other than because it was right. Alyssa Milano, believe all women, except Tara Reid. The Washington Post, guilty until proven innocent against Brett Kavanaugh. But then, oh, it's everything in their power to poke a hole in Tara Reid's accusations. News footage surfaced from Larry King showing that this was not a hoax. It was mentioned. It gave a very legitimate contemporaneous reason for not coming forward. You have her neighbor corroborating that it was accurate. You have family members corroborating the incident. And where's Joe? I don't know. He probably doesn't know. He's in his basement somewhere. Heck, he tried to go on YouTube and hold a virtual town hall when everyone's locked in their own house and all you have in your house probably is Wi-Fi, a laptop, phone maybe. He couldn't even get 5,000 people to watch his live town hall on YouTube. Now, I don't know why, because the funny thing is if he can't even get 5,000 people to tune in on a town hall, I will be very surprised how many people decide to go and vote for him. Because look what happened in 2016. Hillary Clinton was going to win by a landslide, and she didn't. The Trump derangement syndrome. It's funny, we laugh about it, but it's actually sad. It's actually sad. Not only because it just pushes so much divide, but people are so ingrained that they won't listen. They can't hear anything but what they want. And if you bring up an opposition or any other view, they shoot you down immediately, write you off, call you a racist, call you a bigot, and then they walk away. They block you on Twitter. They won't engage in conversation. Violence on the left is out of control. Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. But by saying all lives matter, you're definitionally saying Black Lives Matter. Is the issue that you're including lives that are other than Black people? Because that would be racist. Racist is anything that is against someone because of his or her skin color for no other reason. It is possible to have racism against any other gender, and I denounce every single aspect of it, whether it's a Caucasian against an African American or a Black against an Asian or an Asian against a Black. Whatever it may be, disliking someone because of your skin color is disgusting, it's wrong, and it should be condemned. But stop weaponizing it. Because what it does is it just takes away the credibility from victims of actual racism, just like the Me Too movement. When Speaker Pelosi just absolutely flagrantly ignores the fact that there's allegations against Joe Biden and endorses him to be president of the United States, what does that say to women who actually suffered sexual assaults? What does that say for the Democratic Party that they're endorsing someone that has a viable allegation against him? And again, the difference here is I'm not saying Joe Biden is guilty because he hasn't had a trial and no one's guilty until they're proven guilty by a jury. So I review Joe Biden as someone that's innocent. But you know what I also do is I also think that it's credible and I think that it should be looked into. And someone that is being investigated or should be investigated for president of the United States should not be receiving endorsements from the Speaker of the House while ignoring allegations. And the most audacious part about it is that you couldn't even listen to anything on the news when Kavanaugh was facing confirmation in the Senate other than Dr. Ford, Dr. Ford, Dr. Ford. Get rid of the double standard. Coronavirus isn't America's biggest problem. America is America's biggest problem. And the media is just instigating it and driving the wedge, and the DNC is pulling further and further left, and the right has to stabilize it by standing their ground. There's no compromise. That is the biggest issue in America. Let's work on being an American citizen. Let's focus on working together. Because at the end of the day, we're all from the same country. We all want the best for each other, or at least I hope we should. And when we can't work together, that's never going to happen. Stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to bring up a new article, new episode. I'm going to be posting on a podcast called Unpublished Opinions. You can follow me on Twitter at Yoder_ESQQ. Follow me there. I'll be posting some more information. I appreciate it, guys. And stay tuned for American Citizen. We'll be right back.